we take a careful look at the problems that we are facing now across the globe, many parents are not fit to be parents. Really, many people have married and they still have a lot of rectification, and suddenly they have children. They themselves, who need to guide the children, need guidance. That is what we are faced with nowadays. You have parents who have suddenly become parents, but they don't know what parenthood is all about. Because the responsibility that comes with a child is very great, and they think it's a joke. And in order to address this, we need to go a little bit deeper to resolve the matters and to between the children and the parents, and to try and give the children the best of upbringings. We need to know that the husband and wife themselves need to have a sense of responsibility. And that sense of maturity and responsibility will only come when you are disciplined, when you are strict on yourself. So many times you have young boys, I'm not so sure of the girls, but I can talk for the boys. You have young boys who have their friends, they sit with their friends up to 12 at night and 2 in the morning. Then a few years later, they get married. And when they get married, they still find themselves making the same time for their friends. That is prohibited, completely prohibited. How can a person who has now taken somebody's daughter still give preference to his friends over his own wife? And this is a sickness that many people are guilty of. The time that you spend with your spouse is an act of worship in Islam. The time that you spend with your family members is an act of worship in Islam. So many people give preference to their businesses over their family members. Many people just sit and give preference to a newspaper over their family members. It's a fact. The man comes home from work, he is tired, he does not speak to anyone, he sits down, he wants to eat his food, he has a temper, and next thing he is busy reading the paper, or he literally plants himself in front of the television and he is watching television until late hours, then he switches it off and goes to sleep. He hasn't spoken to his wife, he hasn't spoken to his children. If any one of us here are guilty of that, today is the day you are being told directly that that is a major sin. Major sin. How can you give preference to a television over real people? Real people. Another problem is also the internet. Many people give preference to the internet and spend hours every day until 2 and 3 in the morning laughing and joking with the screen. If you want them to laugh, really, you've got to put a screen in front of them. They will see what is known as emoticons. You know what is an emoticon? Those small little faces that you have on the screen. Small cartoon style faces. They look at someone who sent them an emoticon and they laugh. But if you talk to them, they will look at you and say, "Hey, I'm busy." And I want to give you an example of a very good friend of mine, one of my best friends. Very, very highly educated. And he was so intelligent, he had 13 A's at O level and 4 A's at A level. He was given a scholarship at the University of Oxford. Some years later, I met him. I told him, tell me, what has Allah done with you? Meaning, what has happened in your life? He tells me, "Brother, I gave up the internet." I said, "That doesn't make sense." I asked him about himself and he's just telling me, "I gave up the internet." So I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "That is the biggest single achievement of my life." And I was confused. This was a few years back when the internet was still something new. Now, he told me he became a doctor. He actually became a psychiatrist later. He specialized. He told me, you know what happened to me? I was married and I was addicted to the internet. And I was sitting with the internet every day, every single day for 6 to 7 hours. And I became a person whose social life was the net. All my friends were on the internet. All the people I spoke to were on the internet. I ate, and mostly I even asked for the plate of food to come in front of the screen. So I would eat whilst I'm busy typing, whilst I'm busy looking, and so on. And he says, I lost my wife, in the sense that she left him. She deserted him after some time. Why? Because if you are not going to give due attention to your wife, who do you want her to get that from? That's a question. Many people are guilty of not spending lighter moments even with their own wives. Where do they want that wife to go and get that from? It is true, and we need to talk about it, because so many women are suffering in silence. It's a fact of life. They are too embarrassed to mention what is going on. And that is the beginning of the problem. Imagine the children that come out of such a relationship. What warped upbringing will they have? What type of a relation will there be between parent and child when the parent-parent relation is non-existent? So many people are guilty of not understanding that they have taken someone's daughter with the name of Allah. When we are officiating a nikah, you and I know that there are certain verses that are read. I'm sure you all know those verses. All of those verses have the consciousness of Allah mentioned in them. And I feel, and let's listen to this very carefully, that the most important verse is the third verse that is read.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida.
O you who believe, be conscious of your Rabb, be conscious of your Creator, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only utter that which is upright, that which is straight, that which is full of happiness, that which is full of contentment, that which is full of truthfulness, that which is away from falsehood, that which is away from deception, that which is not vulgar at all. That is the meaning of the term sadidan. Sadid means that which is straight. It will result in all forms of goodness, and it will keep you away from all forms of bad and evil. Why is this verse repeated when we are getting married? Can I inform you of one of the reasons? One of the reasons is that, do you know that 90% of your problems are caused by the tongue? 90% of any human being's problems are caused by the tongue. So Allah is saying, watch out. Be careful how you use that tongue of yours, especially in marriage. The question I have, how many of us utter words to make our spouses feel good? How many of us utter words to put a smile on the faces of our spouses on a daily basis? I think a lot of us are guilty of never doing that, or doing it very little. Every single day, it would be an act of worship for myself and yourselves to say a few words to make your spouse smile, both male and female. An act of worship. If we don't do that, we will have a hollow society. Outwardly, everything seems to be okay. Inside, nothing is okay. And people are suffering in silence. Why do we need people to suffer in silence? We don't. No one needs to suffer.